Good morning, everybody. We're going to kick off our press conferences for today's 61st annual Daytona 500. We're going to begin with our honorary pace truck driver, two-time Daytona 500 champion Dale Earnhardt Jr. He'll be pacing the 2019 Chevrolet Silverado in front of the field prior to the green flag for today. Dale, you're in the spot you always want to be as a driver at the front of the field. How will the Chevrolet Silverado perform the first time a truck has ever paced the Daytona 500?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I got a chance to give the command last year, and that was a real honor for me. And this is pretty special as well. We've had a long relationship with Chevrolet for a long time, and I can't even count the years. But I was in Texas when they unveiled a new Silverado at the racetrack, and they flew it in on this helicopter and dropped it right there in front of all these Chevy enthusiasts, myself included. And as soon as I saw it, I thought, I'm going to buy one of those trucks. I haven't bought a pickup truck from Chevy since 2004. And I bought a new Silverado. I think it's a great truck. I like what they've changed on the body of the truck and the style. So I didn't know that it's the first truck to ever pace the field for the race, so that's pretty unique and it's pretty special for me to be able to do it. And joked on the podcast this week that maybe next year we'll wave the green flag and then we'll try to find other odd jobs each year as we go forward. See if the folks on Twitter can't get creative and come up with some other things we could do each season. But I just like being here. It's a great excuse to be here. I love this race. It's a very proud time for our sport. And it brings me here. This opportunity with Chevrolet brings me here and allows me to be here to experience it just like everybody else. And so I'm thankful for that.
Okay, we've got wireless microphones. Please raise your hand, and we'll bring it to you. Time for a couple questions. We'll start off with Greg right here.
Hey, Greg. Dale. Short night.
Yes, sir. Been a long trip down here, I imagine.
Sir. And I live here. Gregging a lot of week. You could paint the grass. You were talking about jobs. They have.
Yes.
Could do that. On a serious note, coming in this morning, you and I kind of walked in together, and it was a cool experience, but when you were recognized, it was like seeing a movie star. And you still get a kick out of that kind of stuff? Because all of a sudden the crowd, I mean, literally people were running. Oh my God, it's my birthday. You got to take a selfie. And do you kind of get a thrill out of that? And also as a follow-up, the Silverado you got, did you get that cool camping kit like they got on the ones over here in the experience?
I still certainly get a kick out of that. It's awesome to be remembered, or thought of. And, you hope that you made an impact when you come through the sport. So that's a great feeling for people to recognize that. I watched the Xfinity race up in the suite yesterday and saw those tents in the back of those Silverados in the Chevy experience, and started trying to figure out who I could contact at Chevrolet to get the model numbers because I was going to buy me one. But my brother-in-law, Kobe, is sitting with me, said I don't have much of a chance to get Amy to sleep in it with me. So I might just be in there by myself, but pretty neat, you know. And they've had a family here this week staying in those over to Chevy Experience, which is a great story as well. And so that's been a lot of fun to learn about. But, yeah, the new Silverado, I'm pretty happy to have one. And I like owning it, you know, so it's my truck. I take care of it. And I've had a lot of company cars over the years through my job as a driver, and it's a different experience and appreciation for the vehicle when you own it yourself.
Let's go to Ryan.
Ryan McGee, ESPN. Dale, I wanted to ask you, what's been the response to your book, which is available at fine bookstores all over the world?
Yeah, it's... been a lot of fun. We've become very good friends. I'm so thankful for that.
Okay, we're going to go up here to Al. Dalton, if you come around. Yeah, there we go. Get one to Al, and then we'll go to Peter King.
Hey, Dale. Al Pearson from Auto Week. Has being out of the car been as difficult or as easy, or it's been a year now. Is it any different than it was a year ago?
It gets it's different for sure than I expected. I thought when I got out of the car, I'd miss it really bad, and then that would kind of wane off a little bit over time. But it's actually the other way around. When I got out of the car, I was like, thank God, you know, I'm going to have some time off and just get out of the – it's so much pressure. And that's what you're trying. That's what you're happy to be relieved of. You never get tired of driving a race car. It's not that. It's just you're so happy to be out from under that pressure. But as time goes on, you miss it more and more and more, which is unexpected. I didn't think that would happen. Just out there today, doing these laps in the Silverado, taking some of the media around and so forth. You just think you're driving around a track and all these memories are popping up and you're just thinking about all the fun the guys are going to have today. They're going to have a great time out there in the race, driving the cars and working the draft and playing around out there and trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. And so you start thinking about those things and you miss it more and more, I think, as time goes on. And I'm okay with that. You know, I think that will help me in my job as a broadcaster to have that passion for it and miss it. You know, that will keep some of that energy and that spirit in my work going forward from the booth. So I think if I didn't miss it, and I wouldn't do as good a job in the booth, I think, if I didn't miss it as much.
Good news and bad overall.
Yeah, I don't even think about the bad ones. you certainly, when you come to Daytona, you think about winning it. You think about 2004, 2014. You think about how those races played out. You think about that night after the race and getting up the next morning all hungover, going over there at breakfast and putting that car in Daytona USA and feeling terrible. Nobody had any sleep. You think about the media tour afterwards. I wasn't sure I'd enjoy the media tour, but it's so fun. You're just celebrating that win. It's like Victory Lane lasts a week. You know, you're going everywhere telling your story about how that happened and what you did and what you experienced, and that ended up being really a lot of fun. So a lot of great memories.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Peter?
Dale, hi. Peter King, CBS News Radio. Last year, NASCAR had ups and downs, and it was a tough year in many respects. Going into the new season, to you, what makes NASCAR relevant to the fans this year, and is the Great American Race still indeed the Great American Race?
I look at the sport from start to present day. I wasn't around in the 50s or the 40s, but I've done my homework and try to be as aware of where we were and where we've came from. And I love stock car racing and NASCAR, and I kind of take offense to anybody who has any crosswords about it. You know, it's kind of like your brother. You can talk all the crap you want to him, but you won't let anyone else do it. And we can't ride at the top of the mountain forever. There'll be ups and downs and good days and bad days, and you weather the storm, you know. And if you love it and you believe in it, you stick in there and you gut it out, and because you believe that it'll cycle back to the good. And so you work through the bad days and knowing there'll be good days ahead. And I think that's what a lot of us have been doing. And this race is everything to me. It's all I grew up around the sport. I live the sport. So, of course, this race to me, I'm probably the worst person to ask that question to, because I'm going to tell you every day of the year that it's the biggest race that I ever wanted to win and did win. So, I think that there's a lot of great conversation going on. I'm getting in the weeds a little bit, but there's a lot of great change happening. There's some really, really good people that have got the steering wheel right now. And there's some great conversation and great things being said, and the media's done a great job of sharing that with all of us and helping us understand sort of where the industry's headed. So I'm excited about the next, 5 to 10 years. It's going to be a really interesting transition, and I think it's going to be good. Yep.
Okay, we're going to go over to Jeff Gluck over there, and then we do have one from the press box. We'll try to do that one after that.
Hey, Hey, Dale. Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. If the leader is not side by side with somebody, like either they're defending two lines or it's single file, whatever, going into the last lap, what do you think the percent chances are that they will win the race today?
Over the past several years, leading the race, being the control car at the last caution, or leading the race with 20 to go, whatever that is, as soon as you get that fuel mileage to where you know you're going to be able to go to the end, you want to be the control car. You want to be the guy leading the race. When I won the race in 2015 at Talladega, we ran around the top, led every lap since the last restart. There was a speed weeks down here. I can't even remember the years, 2016, 2013, 15, but every car that controlled the restart on the last restart of every single race, the qualifying races, the Xfinity race, won the race. So I definitely want to be leading and in control of, my own destiny that way. You know, I think that these guys are really smart. They know how these cars work, and they know how to defend that position so well, regardless of whether they got to defend the guys running at the top of the track or the bottom if they're side by side behind them. So I definitely feel like that if you're leading this race or you're controlling the last restart, you're in great position.
Let's wrap things up with Press Box. There's a question up there.
Bruce Martin with Speed Sport. Dale, perhaps you answered this last night, but how did you feel to see an Earnhardt out front in Daytona yesterday when Jeffrey was led all those laps?
I was really happy for Jeffrey. Jeffrey's worked really hard to put himself in this position, sort of reinvented himself. And I talked about this yesterday, but I'll say it again. He had a great opportunity working with DEI in the K&N series years and years ago, and I don't think that he realized what kind of opportunity he had. Maybe didn't take full advantage of it and apply himself. But he is, that was another lifetime ago. And he certainly became a hard worker and dedicated in the car and out of the car. He's got a great group of people around him that are also helping sort of market him and grow his brand and make him an appealing personality to sponsors and so forth. So he's done a great job. The people he's working with, I don't really know who they are, but I would say they've done an amazing job to sort of help him understand what he needs to be doing. And he seems to be willing to do the work inside and out of the car. And it's created this opportunity and this partnership that he has today to give him this opportunity to get in a great race car with a great race team. So I was thrilled for him yesterday. I know he probably had a lot of fun. He's probably extremely disappointed with his result. And he's probably chomping at the bit to get back behind that wheel of that car again and continue to try to prove everybody he belongs in it.
Dale, thank you very much. Best of luck in the Chevrolet Silverado today.